From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Staying warm?
With a lot of snow, but sure, I'm staying warm.
Perfect weather to stay in and do puzzles, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Of course, all weather is good for doing puzzles.
Could you repeat the one that everyone was working on that you gave on the air last week?
Yes, it came from listener Eric Berlin of Milford, Connecticut. I said, think of a word that means cut, move its third letter to the end to get another word that means cut, although in a different sense. What words are these?
What words are they?
Well, I'll tell you, we had a number of interesting incorrect answers. One was break, B-R-E-A-K, which means cut, but moving the E to the end, you get B-R-A-K-E, which maybe means cut your speed, but not cut by itself. And I didn't allow serve to sever, because serve doesn't really mean cut either. The correct answer is shear, S-H-E-A-R, as in to shear or cut a sheep, and then you get share, as in a share or cut of the profits.
There were about 1,300 correct entries. Our randomly chosen winner this week is Maureen Mills. She joins us from Berkeley, California. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Leanne.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, I'd say about 3 years off and on.
Cool. And how did you solve this one?
Well, this one was one that I didn't get right away, such as I have with Nice and Venice and some of the others, Alfred Noyes. This one was typical of what I do. I mull around and fiddle around consciously for about an hour, and then I let it go and think, oh, I probably can't get this one. And I sleep on it. It's like I had sever and serve and everything but sheer in my consciousness. Then I woke up Monday morning and thought, oh, sheer. Share. And that's often the way with Dietrich, Diet Rich. A day will pass and it kind of comes to the fore.
What wise advice, Will, right?
Just absolutely.
Yeah.
We just had a mini history of the radio puzzle here with all those answers.
That's
from the
right.
Past.
She keeps it in a little
file.
Well,
I'll tell you, off-screen and refrigerator car were beyond me.
Oh, and she remembers
wow.
The ones too. Man, she is amazing. Well, it's wonderful. And you now get to play puzzle on the air. You think you're ready?
Oh, I hope so.
Well, we'll put our heads together, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Well, Will, I think Maureen is ready. I think I'm ready. So let's play a puzzle.
Good. And this is a puzzle for two people. So, Leanne, just jump right in. And, Maureen, I'm going to give you the symbols for some chemical elements.
Uh-oh.
But you don't have to know. For each one, name the shortest uncapitalized English word that contains the two letters consecutively in order.
Okay.
Now, you'll get half credit for thinking of any word that has them in the word, full credit if you can name the shortest one. For example, if I said Laurentium, which is L-R, you could say already for seven letters, but the
and
perfect
answer... And they must be together, right?
They must be together.
I see.
Already would be seven letters. Walrus was the perfect answer at six. All right, number one is curium, which is C-M. What's the shortest word that has C-M consecutively inside it?
Acumen.
It does start A, yes.
Acme.
Acme, there you go. Acme, four
Very
letters.
Good.
Perfect. Good job. Number two is platinum, which is P-T.
P-T. Aptitude, that's too long.
But apt right. would be right.
There you go,
short.
Apt. You can't
apt,
beat apt, three
course.
Letters. Excellent. Try this one. Strontium, which is S-R.
S-R.
And I'll give you a hint. There are several answers, and they all that I know start with prefixes dis or miss.
Ah, disrupt. That's a little too
disrupt.
Long.
Excellent. Seven that's letters.
It.
That's
you
the best
it.
One.
Oh, goody.
Try
it. It is a thrill when you get those, isn't it?
Try this one. Technetium, which is TC. All right, I'll tell you the best answer has only
botch,
four.
Botch.
Botch is good, but there's a four.
Oh,
a four-letter one. I have to botch.
Itch.
Itch. Itch or etch. Good job.
Itch.
Good. Excellent. Good. Try this one. Thulium. T-M.
T-M.
That's a six-letter answer. Is your best. And there's several words.
can't say Batman, can I?
I'll give you Batman.
Oh, yeah. Batman's great. Yeah.
There's also Utmost, Litmus, and Nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Litmus, Utmost.
Utmost.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here's your last one. Krypton, which is K-R. What's the shortest word with K-R in it?
K-R.
All right, I'll tell you, it's only four letters.
Oh.
Right in the middle.
Oh. Okra.
Okra is it. Nice job.
Oh, thank goodness. Maureen. I got acne and okra, first and last.
There you go. Oh, man, Maureen, that
was
fun. Yeah, hard but fun. And you're going to get some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get the Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set, which has a CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents,
which
is a collection of some of the old puzzles available from Random House. What's your public radio station, Maureen?
We have two, KQED in San Francisco, and also KALW, which is really the San Francisco Unified School District station. And
I can understand your affinity for KALW because I understand you are actually a retired teacher.
Retired teacher from the San Francisco Unified School District.
Well,
correct.
Good for you. Well done, Maureen Mills.
Well, thank you for your help.
You're great. Thank you so much. You in Berkeley, California. I enjoyed this immensely.
Well, I did too. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Will. I think I have a brain left, maybe just enough to be able to ask you, what do we work on during this next week?
Well, take the phrase talent show, TALENTSHOW. Rearrange these 10 letters to name a popular television show of the past or present. So again, talent show. Rearrange these 10 letters to name a popular TV show of the past or present. What show is it?
When you know, let us know. Put your answer into an email and send it to our email address, which is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from our New York Bureau. Will, this was fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.